This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Despite a Supreme Court ruling granting federal agents the authority to remove it, the Texas National Guard persists in adding more razor wire along the border near Eagle Pass. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas expressing support for this action.
I'm proud of the great state of Texas. I'm proud of our governor. I'm proud of our state legislature because they're stepping up and defending our state from invasion.
Louisiana's governor offering his support as well. In a video posted to X, Governor Jeff Landry claimed, enough is enough.
We support legal, not illegal, immigration. We support secure and safe borders.
Texas and the White House have been at odds over who holds sway on the U.S.-Mexico border. In a statement, Governor Greg Abbott asserts that Texas holds constitutional authority to defend and protect its borders. Former Trump White House aide Peter Navarro has been sentenced to 4 months in prison. Navarro was convicted of contempt of Congress in September for not complying with the subpoena issued by the January 6th House Select Committee. Navarro's team argued during sentencing that he believed he could not comply with the committee's subpoena due to executive privilege. U.S. gross domestic product is up more than expected for the last 3 months of 2023. Wall Street predicted a 2% rise. It went up 3.3%. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen arguing in favor of the Biden administration's policies during an event in Chicago Thursday.
Instead of contracting, the economy has continued to grow, driven by American workers and President Biden's economic strategy.
At the same time, a new study from Bankrate shows less than half of all Americans are prepared for a $1,000 emergency expense. Many in the survey said they would go into debt to cover emergency expenses if they had to. This is USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
State lawmakers in Hawaii now considering legislation that would ban candidates who engage in insurrection or rebellion from that state's primary ballot. It would bar former President Donald Trump, similar to Maine's Secretary of State's decision and a ruling of the Colorado Supreme Court earlier on. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley on with Fox News.
They're telling voters, we don't want you to have the choice. We don't want you to be able to elect the president of your choice. We don't want you to even be able to weigh the options. We're going to take it away from you. We're going to decide beforehand who can be on the ballot, who can't, who can be president, who can't.
Defense attorneys are resting their case in former President Donald Trump's defamation damages trial in New York. Trump did return to the courtroom Thursday to testify in his defense. Writer E. Jean Carroll is seeking $10 million in damages from Trump since he's already been found liable for sexual assault against her before. COVID concerns with the jury and with Trump's legal team had delayed the trial a few days this week. One Middle East country is taking the rare step in Islam of opening a liquor store.
Saudi Arabia has opened up a liquor store in its capital. The store is the first of its kind in the kingdom in over 70 years. Drinking alcohol is forbidden in Islam and Saudi Arabia. According to a diplomat, only non-Muslim diplomats are allowed to purchase goods in the store.
USA's Corey Myers. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Jill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody...
6 minutes after the top of the hour, good to have you with us, sharing a happy Friday. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. John Fleetwood going to be joining us in just a second. Looking at the Babylon Bee Boys, Texas places razor wire around the Alamo for the final stand against Biden. And this other one, too, on Nikki Haley. What a study she's become. Nikki Haley celebrates getting more votes in GOP primary than any other Democrat in history. don't you love the political rhetoric and hyperbole? You know, and 'tis the season for it all. So, you know, the challenge is don't take it too seriously. This is why we say you've got to step back, you know, from the political party relationship, because it's just dividing us, has us at each other's throats. And when you consider the value of what the parties have done, I know Dan McMillan yesterday disagreed with me, but I look at the empirical evidence, and I'm willing to, you know, continue that debate on with him. And that is that you know, the political parties are not serving I think the constitutional good for all Americans, and they have us at each other's throats and dividing us, and that's the way these guys win. Of course, a little cheating too on the side. Well, John Fleetwood joins us now. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, doing fantastic. Thanks for having me.
Hey, are you keeping an eye on all and what's happening, you know, at the border? I know we want to talk about what's going on at Fort Collins, but you know, this. This is just absolutely, as Liz Peek said, it's stupid. What's happening? You got 25, you know, Republican governors supporting, you know, Governor Abbott, President Trump, again, you know, praising the governor, you know, for his stand. You know, they've got to protect. They've got to protect their state and other. I think it's going to embolden other governors, you know, to do the same thing. And you know, Joe Biden's really got himself in a pickle here because he's following the counsel of Barack Obama.
Yeah, I'm actually in Texas right now in Houston, mm-hmm. and I'm proud to say that as a citizen from living in Tennessee, that my state governor, Governor Bill Lee, has stepped up and offered services and aid to Texas Governor Abbott. Abbott's also getting some relief and some aid from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and I believe South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem.
She says she'll send razor wire. If he needs more razor wire, she's going to send razor wire to him.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's an interesting kind of constitutional, theoretical, you know, issue at hand, is that the states can stand up for themselves. I guess back in the day, Texas didn't necessarily, they weren't very incentivized to sign on to and become part of the United States, so they had to you know, compromise, and and one of the compromises was that Texas would be able to defend itself, the states would be able to defend themselves if they were under threat of invasion, and apparently this counts as an invasion. So it's just kind of interesting to see how the Texas Constitution, you know, at the local level, you kind of get into this, it's almost like individual rights start taking over, and that sort of trumps whatever it is the federal government wants to do. So it's interesting to see. And I, so the crazy thing to me was watching all this coverage, and watching Tucker Carlson, who had cited someone who said that we don't just have, you know, 20 million illegal immigrants here in this country. It's closer to 30, or it might have even been 40.
Yeah, we've been saying that, because see, they've been still leaning on that, you know, 11, 12 million illegals. They've held on that number for a long time. You know, that number's dynamic. There's no way it's going to be, you know, the same at 11 or 12, you know, 12 million. And you know, so yeah, I think it's upwards of 30 million. And of course, the tough thing, John, is the new migrants who are coming in and invading the border. These are much more dangerous people than what immigrants came across, you know, throughout the history of the country, but particularly in the 80s and 90s, you know, when Congress acted. And of course, I say that the Republicans need to find their spine and remind the Democrats that back in 86, when they passed the law and got President Reagan to sign, there's a debate on words, whether it was, you know, making them legal or amnesty, but call it what you want. You had something like 3 million illegal immigrants that were given or, you know, made legal. And the idea, if you remember from the demo, you don't remember, you're too young, but I do, is the Democrats begged, and they begged, and this is the last time we'll ever ask, let's just get this done, and you know, we'll move on, we'll never talk about this again.
Right.
You know, yeah. And the thing is that, and the Republicans forget about this stuff, and meanwhile, the Democrats go, okay, all right, we got the 3 million in, and then they bring it back. They go back for another bite of the apple, and next thing you know, they move the Republicans off that commitment of 3 million, and here they are compromising. That's what's so goofy right now with what they're proposing, because it's this is full blown, you know, open the doors and Biden's immigration plan. I mean, this guy, John, here it is, almost 3 years of pain and anguish that we've had to suffer under this administration, and I can't come up with one thing that I can say that, man, I'm sure glad he's our president.
Yeah, me neither. And it's what's interesting to me about this is, like you mentioned, the Democrats. It obviously, conservatives and Republicans and libertarians are going to be aware of this border issue, and they're going to call it an issue and call it a challenge and call it a problem. And many of those on the left don't. But it is interesting that there are even leftist Democrats who are admitting this is a problem, like Fetterman.
Right.
Fetterman there in Pennsylvania, he's admitting that this is a really big problem, and he's a Democrat.
Yeah, exactly.
He's had different.
He hasn't taken the pill, and these guys that are ideologically fixed, John, they're going down with the ship here. And, because this defies common sense. I mean, I like what Ted Cruz said. He says the Biden border crisis is an absolute humanitarian disaster, and Democrats don't care. Last year, 853 migrants died crossing illegally into this country. Alejandro Mayorkas didn't even know how many had died because he didn't care. He says, when I brought 19 senators down to the border, we saw a man who had drowned floating in the Rio Grande. Democrats don't care. Last year, thousands upon thousands of children were brutalized, sexually assaulted by human traffickers, and Democrats don't care. Last year, thousands of women were sexually assaulted by human traffickers, and Democrats do not give a damn. Last year, and this quote, I'm quoting him, last year more than 100,000 Americans died of drug overdoses from Chinese fentanyl flooding across the southern border, and Democrats do not give a damn. If they cared, they would stop it. If you cared about children being raped at the border, you would say no more. When Joe Biden came in, we had the lowest rate of illegal immigration in 45 years. He inherited success and deliberately broke it. Democrats want these open borders.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Great to have you with us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with John Fleetwood, the political commentator, who is now he's migrating to Houston, checking the razor wire there. You know, you may need some razor wire up to Houston. I think probably the way they talk, John, is that every state has become a border state here in this country, and what they fail to talk about, and this is what's driving me crazy, is the migrants that are coming in. because the cartel is controlling the border. They're like the human trolls, right? That we read about as kids, you know about the ugly troll that was under the bridge, you know, had to get paid off before you could cross the bridge. Well, you got the cartels that are controlling the border. Last year, just in sex trafficking alone, the windfall profit to them was something like $13 billion, right? So they say Joe Biden been very, very good to the cartels. And but you've got these people, you know, who have come to the country, yes, illegally, but what adds to the problem is they're beholden to the cartels. How can they possibly assimilate and have a fair shot at being successful in this country if they have to do the bidding for the cartels? I'll tell you, if they let that go, John, you're talking at least a generation of millions of immigrants who have come in that have an ankle bracelet tied to the cartels. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the cartel. I mean, who would disagree that they should be declared a terrorist organization?
Exactly. Look how long it took Biden to put the Houthis back on the terror list. Now, what a knucklehead, you know. So they're delusional and illogical. As Liz Peek says, just stupid, and I agree with her. And I don't like that word, but sometimes you have to call it for what it is, right?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you just look at the death. They find bodies all the time. I just saw headlines yesterday or the day before about different bodies they're finding all over the desert there at the southern border. The rapes, as you mentioned, the human trafficking. It's terrifying what's happening there. And just the sheer numbers that it had a clip of 2 million illegals crossing every day that we know of every year.
Mm-hmm.
And that, again, that's just what we know. I mean,
yeah.
It's really staggering. It's very overwhelming.
And down the road, John, here it is. You send them into the interior of the country. Say, hey, come back in eight years. You know, we'll have a little meeting here and we'll deal with this. Meanwhile, they're in the country. And what, in 8 years, they can have two or three kids that are legal, right? So now you go in, they go and have their case adjudicated. They've got three legal American citizen children now, and you're going to tell the parents, doesn't work, you're out of here. What? What do you...
Yeah.
I mean, we're really putting ourselves in a predicament here, all brought to you by the Biden administration and the Democrats and those squishy Republicans who somehow are supporting this as well. It's so silly because, I mean, I'm thinking of these people who come in, like you said, you know, we had 853 migrants who died, according to Ted Cruz last year. Okay, 853 died. You know, and traveling, you know, to the country and illegally, and then you got all the sex trafficking going on. These girls that are beholden, even young boys that are beholden to these sex traffickers, and the lifestyle of these people is just abhorrible. It's just unbelievable. I can't even imagine this. And of course, then you know the problems continue to skyrocket because you got sex trafficking issues. Then you got fentanyl issues. You know, I've heard numbers anywhere from 80,000 to 100,000 a year of overdose. I think overall, I think they said last year was 109,000. Not all fentanyl, but illegal drugs and overdosing from the drugs coming across the border. And that's just the southern border, John. So this is nuts. But anyway, I want to set that aside because we got about 5.5 minutes left here to talk about, and this is a critical report that you're talking about, what's going on at the Fort Collins, Colorado Bat Lab. Update us on that, if you would.
Okay, so it's interesting because as soon as we reported on this, we're getting a lot of backlash. There are some local reports, 9 News in Colorado. I hear that even the governor is kind of ruffling feathers of the Colorado governor. There are even some spoof channels who spoof reporting from conservative outlets who have taken my reporting and Dr. Richard Bartlett reporting this information, and they've done spoofs on it, kind of comedy reels. But here's what we're pointing out. They vaccinated, reported the end of last year, they're vaccinating Denver Health in Denver, Colorado, healthcare workers with an Ebola vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
With period. That's and according to the FDA insert, that vaccine sheds more than 31% of the time. Now that doesn't mean that when they shed, they're going to give somebody else Ebola,
mm-hmm.
but they do have vaccine virus in their blood, in urine, in any kind of fluids that come out of the body, which can be contagious, according mm-hmm. to the FDA and according to the European Union. So that's concerning. But then you couple that with the fact that 65 miles north of Denver Health, you have Fort Collins.
Yes.
And what they're proposing, according to the Daily Mail, is they want to build a bat research lab to do research on these deadly viruses, research on bats. And remember, that's what happened with COVID.
Exactly.
Obviously, the Wuhan Institute of Virology is uh-huh. studying coronavirus with bats. So
gain of function, which was, you know, is a euphemism for biological warfare.
Well, and that gain of function was funded by who? Peter Daszak at EcoHealth in New York, funneling funds from U.S. taxpayers to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Well, guess what? Peter Daszak now is leading up this Fort Collins, Colorado project. So it's the same players.
Exactly.
And so by the way.
Yeah, so think about that. They did such a great job before with COVID. So now let's go. And it's one thing that it's in China. Now it's here in Colorado. This is nuts.
Yeah, and there's more reason for concern because the CDC, which is in cooperation with the Colorado State University, where this Fort Collins facility, bat facility, is going to be built. Mm-hmm. The CDC has deep ties to Colorado State University with their Division of Vector-Borne Diseases, DVBD. CDC mm-hmm. has a Fort Collins facility where they conduct research on these dangerous viruses. And it gets worse. Mainstream news, USA Today, throughout 2014 and following and earlier, they talked about how there were safety breaches at this Fort Collins facility that they tried to hide, that they tried to keep under wraps, but USA Today had filed a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act request.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they eventually got information that there were these dangerous security failures. So people are... It doesn't bode well. Well, they focus on certain things, like they say, oh, the Ebola vaccine can't give you Ebola. Well, nobody's saying that. We're saying that the FDA insert says that it sheds, mm-hmm. which means that vaccine virus can be, and it's a theoretical possibility that it can be transmitted to others, according to the FDA.
And that's what shedding means, John?
That's what shedding means. It means it's like if you get COVID, you can shed COVID. You're contagious, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to give it to somebody else. Just shedding just means it's coming off your body, like you'd shed some skin flakes or whatever.
Right.
But the concerning thing is they want to build a bat research lab in the center of the country where there have been security failures before. And that's all we're saying, and the people deserve to know that.
Exactly. Well, you know, the question still remains, can the virus be transmitted to others, John?
Yeah, well, it can. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get Ebola, but you're going to get the virus that the vaccine's made of, which is a chimera of Ebola DNA and another virus. So it absolutely does shed in 31% of the vaccinated, according to the FDA insert.
This is like mad science, right? I mean, that's going on. That's putting a solid risk. John Fleetwood, we got to leave it there. Thank you, buddy. Take care. God bless.
It's a great time to have a conversation with your teen about building positive online habits. Visit Meta's Family Center to see the many tools that exist to help teens and families manage their time online. The site includes expert-backed guidance to support teens in having positive online experiences and tips for parents and caregivers. Some of the tools include a full-screen reminder after teens have spent a few minutes on Instagram Reels late at night, and notifications to look at something different if they've been scrolling the same topic for a while, And quiet mode gives teens more ways to focus and set boundaries with friends and family. Parents can set time limits for their child and be notified when their teen reports or blocks someone. There are also supervision tools that give visibility into how much time their teen spends on Instagram, Facebook, and in virtual reality. For more information, visit familycenter.meta.com. Sponsored by Meta.
USA News Update. The governor of Louisiana says he stands beside neighboring Texas and its decision to have National Guard troops in the Lone Star State continue erecting razor wire along the Rio Grande River. This despite a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that called it an overreach of authority.
We stand with Governor Abbott and Texas in reminding the federal government that under our Constitution, states are still sovereign.
Governor Jeff Landry, in a video posted to X in a statement on Thursday, Governor Greg Abbott said Texas has the authority to defend its borders. Former President Trump's attorneys indeed will be making a motion to dismiss election interference charges brought against him in Georgia. His lawyers cite an alleged improper romantic relationship between Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis and special prosecutor in the case, Nathan Wade. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Live at the 2024 SHOT Show in Las Vegas, Nevada, and Eric Pratt has joined us. Gosh, been a while since we've had a chance to connect, and I appreciate you stopping by, Eric.
It is good to be here, and thanks for having me on with you. It has been a while.
Yeah, too long, as a matter of fact.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah, Eric is with Gun Owners of America, the senior vice president, so he gets all the blame. Right?
Right. Yeah. Well, we're putting heat on a lot of legislators, and so rightfully so, we're getting a lot of yelping because they don't like having their feet held to the fire. But I tell you what, I think people around the country greatly appreciate, you know, it's been real exciting. We've been very active in the courts.
Mm-hmm.
Biden has been circumventing Congress.
Exactly.
Has been just enacting gun control unilaterally as if he were a dictator.
Mm-hmm.
And but we're having good success in the courts, like with the pistol brace ban.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, GOA members were really excited around the country when we got that injunction so mm-hmm. that they could hang on to their pistol brace firearms and didn't have to register them or destroy them.
Mm-hmm.
We also forced a vote in the Congress, and this is where I tell you there was a lot of yelping because congressmen did not want to vote on that.
Mm-hmm.
But we even shut down the House for a week this past year.
Mm-hmm.
Finally got them, forced them to vote. The disapproval of the pistol brace ban passed narrowly, and then it failed in the Senate by one vote. So that was tough, but I mean, this is a widespread ban. Mm-hmm. Up to 40 million firearms are covered. This is one of the most sweeping gun bans ever enacted. In fact, probably the most sweeping.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the uphill battle that has constantly been the case, you know, your dad, you know, before, who was a regular guest on our show, and you've been on, you know, several times as well since, Eric, has been the, you know, the narrative that's pushed out there by the liberals that, you know, there's no empirical evidence to support. It's all based on emotion. And exactly. And the response by the American people is, look at, I want constitutional carry.
Yes.
I'm out there purchasing a gun. And the other thing that I guess we need to remind everybody of is that is the level of responsibility of gun owners. That's, you know, the thing that blows, you know, when I talk to people, they think, you know, gun owners are just a bunch of cowboys looking for a horse to go fire their weapon somewhere.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. You know, we now have 27 states that have permitless carry, otherwise known as constitutional carry, which right. you mentioned. Today, South Carolina is voting on constitutional carry in their Senate. We're very involved there. We were very involved last year getting Florida and Nebraska to come online. Mm-hmm. And you know what's interesting? Now that we have a majority of the country with constitutional carry, where people can carry without getting permission from the government, which right. is how it should be,
exactly.
because that shall not be infringed, isn't it interesting that even though when polled, Americans think crime is rising, actually the data shows that crime is actually on the decrease, and that's not a surprise given the fact that there are more and more Americans now who are out there protecting themselves.
Exactly. Well, that certainly, no doubt, has served its purpose, and you know, of course, the impending threat of our open border is you know, raising you know, the alert flag. I mean, even to the point where you got the FBI director saying that we're at you know, we're at a high alert status right now.
This shows just how evil this administration is, that they would turn a blind eye to what's happening on the border and the crime and you know, fentanyl that's coming across the border, killing Americans, and yet on the other hand, they're going after law-abiding gun owners, banning things that we should be able to legitimately own, or zero tolerance, what they call it, putting gun dealers out of business,
exactly.
making it harder for. In fact, that's something exciting that GOA has been involved with. We have basically class action suits protecting gun dealers around the country to prevent them from being put out of business for mere clerical errors, which is exactly what this whole zero tolerance policy by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms is
right.
doing.
Mm-hmm.
So so we're out there defending them, helping them. So far we have a 1,000, 100% batting average, where we're, you know, every case that we've gotten involved, we've protected dealers from being getting their licenses revoked.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what this administration is, that they're targeting the good guys
exactly.
and blind eye to the bad guys.
Yeah, without a doubt, it is exceedingly frustrating, especially for the small business owner. And, you know, and of course, you know, we see what's happening, too, with the Biden administration, and they're targeting Lake City. You know, and I'm sure you guys have been in front of that, you know, the Army ammunition plant, you know, again, trying to come up with their own ideas and schemes to, you know, make it more difficult for people to get ammunition.
Well, I tell you, I mean, Bill, you know, we talk about this all the time, but, you know, it seems like every 2 years we're saying this is the most important election of our lifetime, but this truly is important, not only for just some of these battles that we were just talking about, but the Supreme Court.
Yes.
Because, you know, no doubt the next president will have Supreme Court appointments. And so I tell you what, it is really important for people to be registered, to get their family and friends to the polls, make plans to vote if you can't, you know, absentee vote. This is really going to be an important November.
Yeah, without a doubt. And, Eric, the other thing to consider here, and, you know, looking at where the problems seem to reside, you know, the red states are freer than the blue states. And you've got people moving out of blue states into red states because they like the idea of, you know, following our Constitution.
Yes.
What a unique concept, right?
Right. Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. And what that does is deplete the population of those blue states, which means in the end they're going to have less representation in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
So I love the fact that people vote with their feet. You know, we need to vote. We need
to vote with our dollars, and we need to vote with our feet. And to the extent that they're fleeing the blue states, that's going to give them less of a voice in Congress. And that means, you know, that can only mean good things in terms of reclaiming lost liberties.
Yeah, without a doubt. So for 2024, what's the vision for Gun Owners of America this year?
Well, we're involved in a lot of lawsuits. That's one thing, with the tendency of the Biden administration and governors around the country who are just bypassing the legislatures, and they're just banning either firearms or banning concealed carry. We're taking them to court. So in New York, when actually the governor there said, we want to go back to muskets. I mean, that's where they're at in New York. And even after the Bruin decision said, you cannot stop people from getting concealed carry permits, states like New York and California said, okay, then we're going to ban all these places where we're going to prevent you from carrying. You may now have a concealed carry permit, but we're going to keep you from carrying in most of the places you'd want to carry. So anyway, we've gone into court in New York. We've won in New York. We've won in California. Obviously, the states in both cases are challenging it.
Right.
But the Bruin decision has been a game changer, and we're reclaiming ground, and we're just going to keep suing these tyrants until they fall into line.
Well, again, I want to remind our listeners that freedom is not free.
That's
it comes
exactly
to cost.
Right.
This is why you need to support GOA, the Gun Owners of America. They're acting on your behalf to, you know, make sure our freedoms are there and passed on to the next generation, right?
Absolutely. And I encourage people, go to our website, gunowners.org. Sign up for our free email alerts. I mean, that is where our strength is, is in motivating and rallying the grassroots to put the heat on their legislators. But then, you know, you're also talking about, you know, yeah, join Gun Owners of America, because we can't fight this fight alone.
Well, talk about the benefits. Why should I be a member of GOA?
Well, if you're passionate about the Second Amendment, we are the leading no-compromise group that is in Washington, D.C., fighting for your rights. We have never compromised. We do not compromise. And what that means is we're never going to tell legislators, okay, yeah, you can you can vote for a little bit of gun control light and we'll accept that. No.
And again, remind our audience where they can go to activate their citizenship and their partnership with GOA.
Absolutely. And thanks, Bill. Go to gunowners.org, and obviously follow us on all the social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Martinez here, coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada at the 2024 SHOT Show. Unbelievable, I'm telling you. This is an experience of a lifetime. This should be on your bucket list, even if you think that, if you've never thought about putting on. I mean, it's unreal. If you can get a chance to, experience this number one industry show in the world. It's the third largest trade show in Vegas, just to give you an idea. They tell me that they can fit 547 F-16 fighter jets on the show floor. That's how massive it is. 115 countries, all 50 states are represented here, and you got 13.9 miles of aisles, more than half a marathon, and I think the last count, over 2,500 exhibitors. And when I go into the showroom there, I mean, it's just overwhelming. It's unbelievable. But, we're having a lot of fun, and this is kind of an annual event, and we're seeing some old friends. And, the SHOT Show is all about, shooting, hunting, and outdoor trade SHOT Show, a registered trademark. And it's owned and sponsored by NSSF. I always have a challenge with that. NSSF, Firearm Industry Trade Association. And so, congratulations to them because they've done it again. They've put on a great show, a lot of business here, and a lot of networking, and a lot of people like us that care about this country, have values that support obviously your Second Amendment right. That Constitution thing as well. So all kinds of good stuff. I think we've got Adam Holtz with us. Is he on the line?
Yes, no.
You are on the. You're so quiet. I know that Adam. We're talking to Adam. He's in Colorado, where winter is still continuing and snow is falling. And Pikes Peak is nice and white, right?
Nice and white. We got about 6 inches here last night, so I'm just hunkered down in my basement.
So, anyway, well, I'm glad that we can get connected. I don't know if you saw this from I shared it with the audience earlier this morning. The Babylon Bee boys, we love to bring them on just for a little levity because we got a lot of serious things happening. Right now in this election season that we're entering into full blown. It says hours after Hillary condemns Barbie snub, Oscar statue found dead in apparent suicide.
Oh, that's funny. And, you know, I mean, Oscars are obviously, that's the story this week in the movie world, which at Plugged In, we review movies, music, video games, TV, books, YouTube channels, and I feel like it's sort of a good news, bad news situation this year in terms of content, because a lot of times with the Oscars, we'll just have lots of grim, violent, nihilistic stuff, and it feels like there's less of that this year, but some of the stuff that's nominated, I mean, Poor Things got a ton of nominations, and it might be the most explicit movie we have ever seen. If you're like, oh, I like that Emma Stone, she's cute and quirky, and this looks like a fun movie. Read our review, because Paul Acey said it's the most explicit movie he's reviewed in almost 20 years here. So,
wow.
You know, that's the best.
So he had to go to confession right after reviewing it?
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing. You know, people ask us how we deal with the content that we have to watch, and we do a couple things. We pray, we talk, we try to, you know, keep people out of areas of weakness, and just the fact that we're sitting there, you know, during an average movie, I might take 50 to 75 pages of notes. So it's a very clinical experience, and I liken what we do to a kind of cultural anthropology. So all of those things, plus our sense of calling, really, I think, protect us from that content.
Yeah, and you're taking one for the team, in a sense, because you're experiencing it, and you're allowing this into your mind. And that's where prayer comes in, you know, the shield of faith that protects you, the, you know, full armor of God that God has given to us. And I'm sure everybody exercising that, because, you know, you get exposed to that, and you can't unsee this stuff, you know.
No, you can't. But I will say, you know, after 20 years in this job myself, you know, if you ask me to say what are some of the worst movies you've ever seen, you know, there's a scene in Gone Girl that's absurd, and the entirety of Wolf of Wall Street is just gratuity from start to finish.
Right.
I can honestly say, though, I don't feel like anything has stayed with me in a way that has tripped me up or somehow crippled me spiritually. Now, would none of us take for granted that we're just, you know, that it's not an issue. I don't want to sound like we're laissez-faire about it, but I do think that calling, the way we approach things, seriousness of what we, you know, that we take with what we do, I do think those things all help us.
Well, it does, and the thing is, what you're talking about, you know, all these years that we've been talking, this is really critical, I believe, you know, for you to share with the audience, because the audience should remember to pray for you guys, because you really are on the front line of this. You know, focus on the family, you know, as an organization on the front line. I mean, look what's happening today. Anything that is, you know, of faith, you know, churches are being attacked, people of faith, if you're a Christian, it doesn't matter. You know, we're all in the crosshairs of this woke society. And, you know, the administration is giving allowances. You know, we've got care centers that are being burnt down and under attack. And what are they guilty of? They're guilty of coming alongside, you know, women and you know, maybe in some cases young men as well, but particularly women who are faced with an unplanned pregnancy, and they need some counseling and they need services, you know, and they're not there to, you know, kill your baby. They're there to promote life and to help you, you know, not only in the in the delivering of the child and bringing the child healthy into the world, but after, you know, after the delivery, you know, and providing goods and services and, you know, diapers and counseling and all this, because you imagine these young girls that you know, deliver a child, and, you know, whether they decide to put it up for adoption or to, you know, to raise that child, and in many cases they haven't completed school. You know, we look at the statistics and the odds are heavy against them. But these care centers are doing a great job in counseling these girls to say, look, you know, there's hope. And then let me remind you, even though you may here's some of the bad news. Let me remind you of all the good news here of people who have gone before you, who are being, you know, they're very successful in raising their children. And, you know, so as opposed to the other side. Go ahead.
You know, I will say on a personal note, my mom was 17 when she had me in 1970.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom was very much at that point not a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
She had embraced, you know, some of the countercultural ideas. And, you know, I was talking with her a while back, and I said, you know, if I'd have been born, if you'd have gotten pregnant with me 2 years later, I think there's a strong likelihood that I wouldn't be here today, you know?
Well,
and,
what did
and
she,
the
what
reality
did
is... But she made it, and my folks are still together, and
she
was able to beat the odds, you know, and she did go to college, and I remember my mom's college graduation really clearly, and, you know, there is hope there, and even if it seems like it's an insurmountable, you know, climb, you know, I often tell my kids, because I got three teenagers, and sometimes the drama that they experience on a day-to-day basis can feel overwhelming, but it's amazing how much difference one day can make in our perspective. You
right.
know? Let's hold on till tomorrow, because I'm telling you, God is in the business of redemption, and things really can and do get better, even if we can't always see what that's going to look like.
Exactly. It's like Danny Gokey says, you just haven't seen it yet, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And that old saying, you know, the old saying I used to have in my office says, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off the goal. And I changed it. I changed it to read, obstacles are what you see when you take your eyes off his goal.
Yep.
And
if I can riff on that in a really weird direction, I rode motorcycles for about a decade. And once I started having kids, I thought, it's not worth the risk. But I remember in our motorcycle training class, the instructor talked about target fixation.
Yes.
And this is kind of profound, actually. Mm-hmm. But especially with motorcycles, you go where you look.
Exactly.
And if you look at an obstacle, you're going to ride right into it. And but, you know, always look past the obstacle and you'll steer around it. And I thought, man, that's true for life, too.
You know, and I also rode motorcycles, but it's amazing is that I got a motorcycle after I had children. And so it was a mad scramble for the, you know, particularly the two youngest ones, is who was going to ride with dad, and you know, kind of deal. But you're exactly right, is that you know, that's probably one of the best things that they tell you in you know, when you go through these classes, because that's exactly what happens.
Yep, you got to look past it. So,
well,
there you go, Bill. Good talk as always.
Hey, I always appreciate the wisdom and experience and that, and you know, these are, you know, this is just another one of the stories, whether it comes for you or, you know, from other people who are in constant contact with you at PluggedIn.com, and you know, these are encouraging stories, because we serve a great God, don't we?
We do, though. We serve a faithful and good and sovereign God.
Yeah, and he is in the redemption business. So regardless of what situation, as you say, Adam, whatever you think is so impossible, not so with God. Trust us. And we can say that. We can say that out of experience. We know better. Adam Holtz, thank you. God bless.
The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.